It's 11 o'clock now, time for this evening's edition of Late Junction, presented by Fiona Talkington.
Hello again and welcome to Late Junction. That was Father and Son, Boban and Marko Markovic and their orchestra. And Chaya Shukaria, which means beautiful girl. That comes from their new album, Gypsy Manifesto. And hang on just for a couple of months and you can catch them live. On the 18th of January, they'll be at the Celtic Connections Festival in Glasgow. And on the 19th, they're at the Scala in London. The Pioneers of Percussion Festival, run by the groundbreaking London collective Non-Classical, gets underway next week and runs through until the 22nd of November, ending with a percussive extravaganza, also at the Scala in London. It's a celebration of several landmarks in percussion music, including Bartók's Music for Strings, Percussion and Celesta. Members of the Montreal Symphony Orchestra here, conducted by Charles Dutoit. from Henry Mancini's score for the 1958 Orson Welles film Touch of Evil. And with that, a reminder that tomorrow night is Halloween, and I've got a specially spooky Late Junction planned for you tomorrow night. Before that, part of Bartók's Music for Strings, Percussion and Celesta, the Montreal Symphony Orchestra there, conducted by Charles Dutoit. And that piece features in London-based Non-Classicals Pioneers of Percussion Festival. That takes place from the 6th to the 22nd of November. Show of Hands, that's the duo of Steve Knightley and Phil Beer, are among this country's hardest working musicians, constantly touring. And they've got a way with audiences that is totally engaging. They're brilliant communicators, fabulous instrumentalists, and they write songs with heart and passion. Needless to say, they're on tour at the moment. I'll give you some dates after a couple of tunes. show of hands at Steve Knightley and Phil Beer with The Falmouth Packet and Haul Away Joe. And also on that track, by the way, Seth Lakeman, Miranda Sykes, Paul Wilson and Jackie Oates. And the next dates on the Show of Hands Hand in Hand tour take them to New Brighton, Blackpool, Durham, Bristol, London, St Albans and many, many more. Full details on the Show of Hands website. Beautiful choral singing from Georgia now. The Rustavi Choir with a chant for Palm Sunday. Shen Ha Venahi, You Are the True Vine.
Thank you.
From Georgia, we went to Bhutan. At least that was the country that inspired that track from Weeping Idols. Paul Dunmull and Mark Hanslip playing tenor sax, Philip Gibbs and Ed Rickard on guitars. And before that, the singing of the Rustavi Choir of Georgia and a chant for Palm Sunday. The Paul Dunmull Sextet, by the way, features in Jazz on 3 next Monday, recorded in concert at Birmingham's MAC. And Mark Hanslip's next concert is at Bishop's House in Sheffield. That's on the 8th of November. He's in a trio with the improv guitarist John Jasnock playing 12-string guitar and oud, and the Indian music specialist John Ball playing santur. And then on the 17th of November, Mark's part of a night called Blank Canvas at the Ship and Mitre in Liverpool in a trio with Phil Morton and Rob Harrison, both Liverpool-based improvisers. And Mark also tells me that he's involved in a multimedia opera thing on Friday. And if you're interested, we can put you in touch with Mark if you want to go along to that. It's in Warwickshire near Atherstone. I'm Fiona Talkington. You're listening to Late Junction here on BBC Radio 3.
Qu'il vit la fille, il lui offrit un œil blanc. C'était pas une fille de famille, mais elle avait des sentiments, et elle en eut le cœur content. Le second jour qu'elle vit le marin, ah, il lui offrit un œil rose, sans pour ça lui demander rien, et elle sut apprécier la chose, souriant des yeux, les lèvres closes. On ne peut jamais savoir ce que sera demain, car c'est le jeu du hasard, l'amour est son cousin. Ce cœur était muet, d'années. Il a suffi d'un œillet pour qu'il se mette à chanter. La la, la 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 la. Ce n'est que le soir du troisième jour, bien loin de la ville, bien loin des bouges, qu'avec la fille il fit l'amour. Et lui donna un œil rouge, lui donna un œil rouge. Puis il lui dit quelques paroles, si je restais, je pourrais t'aimer. Elle s'est sentie devenir toute drôle, si drôle qu'elle s'est mise à pleurer, si drôle qu'elle s'est mise à pleurer. On ne peut jamais savoir ce que sera demain, car c'est le jeu du hasard, l'amour est son cousin. Ce cœur était muet depuis bien des années. Il a suffi d'un œillet pour qu'il se mette à pleurer. Là, là, là. Sans amour, le plaisir est mort. Il y a des filles dans tous les bouges, il y a des marins dans tous les ports, mais il n'y a qu'un œil rouge. Mais il n'y a qu'un œil rouge. Savoir ce que sera demain.
A French chanteuse known simply as Barbara, born in 1930 as Monique Cerf. Her family life was hugely disrupted by the Second World War, but it was a concert by Edith Piaf which she said pinned her to her seat in 1947, and she decided to leave her piano studies at the Paris Conservatoire and head for the world of the chanson. That was a song called The White Carnation. Sonica 2013 starts in Glasgow tomorrow. It includes an interactive mosquito installation, amongst many other things, and also the composer, vocalist and sound sculptor Maya Ratje.
Tell me all about.
I want to hear all about.
To hear all about the sign, a fairly unstable phenomenon. I hear. Not in simple order. No,
tell them, Miss
Kerr. Well, here's of the North Early
Isn't it? I want to hear more. Tell me all about Missar. You don't dance, dint, bubble, bubble. Do tell me blues. Don't wanna go, oh, don't know, oh, no more. You're cool, girl, you're done, go. Know one all about her?
Well, yeah, he hopes so, the Eurobolist seen. Tell me, I implore, Quethmon in, nevermore. Why sit like, why wake up? How's it hard to wakey, wakey, up and about on the light at night and sit to when your heart's way off Texas? Snuts, snuts, joke in the road, salt, sis. Cape, maybe, movie, spa. Loves cats, Goryce, Ishmael, and Ahab. The one who Dante learns and lives. The one who Shakespearean dies. One of nothing, much aduda. Improvable vis-a-vis, Virgil boring, tete-a-tete-tete. No, oh, fo-fo, freak, she told him no. No, 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 yet I think it were to us. Draw, hodge, hodge, dogs, all. Snut all, near-fool. Introduction lesson here now. Number wave, oh, and yes, inquires. When the constabulary fine breaks his best, Madame Medicat found her music charming voice, her well sounds like Ignaz Fiarski, and the language sounds so coquettish, nipsy. She died, didn't she? Killed in Babel, eaten by the Hawkline monster. When was that? We does no more. Doesn't all this work out that way, you see? There is still no finger, a cooking, a cook. Join it, our head, our cardago, our fairly dame, da 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 ta 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 tongue. Or did I die in audible oil? Is it? It's not all. Still hope to say ah in influenza. And the wheel seems in the idle corridor. Breaks my instruments, rings and song. I want to hear all about what's her name. Oh, well, tell me all about it. I want to hear all about Missa. A fairly unstable phenomenon, right? What to say, what to hear, where to aim, not fear, damn shame. Taint no way round that Jamsterdam. Cause it's hard, cause her heart, yes, her heart is back in.
A madrigal there by Jez Wildo. How shall I put it? It's about a love triangle involving a somewhat annoying mosquito. Members of Les Arts Florissants, conducted by William Christie. And there's music by Jez Wildo at the Brighton Early Music Festival this coming Sunday at St Bartholomew's Church. They describe it as a concert drama exploring the strange world of Carlo Jez Wildo and his extraordinary music. The concert's called Breaking the Rules and it starts at 7:30. And before that, we heard the extraordinary voice of Maya Ratia, who appears at the Sonica 2013 Festival in Glasgow. She's performing tomorrow night at 7:30 in the tramway in Glasgow. And that mosquito installation I mentioned is at the CCA, computer sounds derived from North Indian Drupad traditions, and three mosquitoes who tune in to that sound. Well, a couple of musicians I haven't played for a while, putting that right straight away. Peter Marsh and Paul May, and a track called On the Way from an album called Falling More Slowly. And they followed on from Martin Denny's Congo Train. A track now from an album by a pianist called Aaron Parks, making his ECM debut. He names Bartok and Paul Blay as among his inspirations, and also seeing Herbie Hancock sit down at soundchecks and, as Aaron says, he doesn't seem to be thinking about any goal. He just puts his hands down and whole worlds come to life.
Thank you. ساقیان آتش تابناک که زردوش می جویدش زیر خاک، بده تا بخوری در آتش کنم، مشام خرد را ابد خوش کنم. ساقی از می ندارم گزیر، به یک جام باقی مرا و دستگیر، که از دور گردون به جان آمدم.
The voice of Yasna, who was born in Tehran and spent time learning the ancient traditions of her heritage, and now she teaches traditional music to the next generation. That was a song of hers called Atashe Tabnak, Bright Fire. I wish to put incense in the fire and awaken my wisdom. That song comes from a CD compiled by the Grammy Award-winning filmmaker Dia. The CD is called Dia Presents Iranian Women. Before that, members of Hesperian 21, directed by Jordi Savall, from their recent Balkan Spirit album, and piano music to begin there from the ECM debut album by American pianist Aaron Parks, a piece he's called Homestead. Well, tomorrow night is Halloween. Listen to Late Junction if you dare. I'm ending tonight with a new collaboration between Evan Parker and Joe McPhee, which was recorded at the Kongsberg Jazz Festival in Norway. Two real giants of the improv world. Evan Parker on tenor sax, aged 68 when this was recorded, and Joe McPhee, the elder at 73, playing pocket trumpet and soprano sax for this concert. This track is If, from What If They Both Could Fly. Till tomorrow, good night.
Thank you. Thank you.